This episode from the life of Sherlock Holmes will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Petri Wine brings you Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce in the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, invite you to listen to Dr. Watson tell about another exciting adventure he shared with that master detective, his old friend Sherlock Holmes. And say, I want to tell you about a little present I've got for you. Uh-huh. A present, and it's free. It's a swell recipe calendar printed in full color, and it's good for 2 years, 1945 and 46. But best of all, this calendar not only gives you the dates, it gives you loads of swell recipes and ideas for cooking with Petri wine. Want to know how to make spare ribs that are out of this world? You want to learn a new way to fix liver and onions, a swell way to make soup more delicious than ever. It's a cinch with this calendar handy in your kitchen to tell you how. In fact, this calendar tells you all you ought to know about wine. And remember, it's free. Just write to Petri Wine, P-E-T-R-I, Petri Wine, San Francisco 26, California. Petri Wine, San Francisco 26, California. We'll send you your swell recipe calendar immediately. And now for our weekly visit with the genial Dr. Watson. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Foreman. Come in and settle yourself down.
Thank you. You're looking particularly comfortable tonight, Doctor. Feet up on the sofa and the puppies asleep on your lap.
Yes, my boy. The three of us went for a long walk on the beach this afternoon. Monty and Winnie had a running battle with the seagulls. In consequence, they've been fast asleep ever since we got home.
Well, I hope you're not too tired, Doctor. I'm counting on a new Sherlock Holmes story, you know.
No. I'm all ready for you, Mr. Foreman. In fact, I was going through my notes on the case just before you arrived.
Well, last week you told us it concerned a strange society who held their meetings in an underground vault of a furniture warehouse.
Yeah, that's right, my boy. Now, down, Winnie. Now, get down, Monty. No. Excuse me. No. The story really began one stormy November night in 1887. I was married at the time and living away from Baker Street. On this night in question, my wife had already gone to bed and I was nodding in front of the fire over one of Clark Russell's fine sea stories. I'd had a very tiring day, I remember. It was about the hour that a man gives his first yawn and glances at the clock, when suddenly my front doorbell jangled discordantly. Oh, our servant Edna had gone up to bed, so I crossed to the window and opened it. It was very dark, but I could just see the outline of a figure standing on my doorstep. It looked like a woman. Suddenly, a cultivated voice called up to me.
Is the doctor in?
Yes, madam. I'm the doctor.
Then please come at once. It's a matter of life and death. I have a carriage waiting.
Gracious me. All right. I'll be down immediately. I closed the window, scribbled a note to my wife, grabbed my coat and hat and my bag, and a few minutes later, I stepped out of the front door and closed it behind me. The carriage was standing at the curb, but I couldn't see any trace of the lady who'd called me. The only person in sight was an old and repulsive-looking beggar woman, dressed in rags and tatters. After a moment of bewilderment, I spoke. My good woman, did you see a lady leave here a moment ago?
No, Doctor, she didn't leave. She's still waiting for you.
Oh, forgive me, madam, but clothes are yours. I thought you were a beggar woman.
There isn't any time to discuss that now. Please get in this carriage.
Mm-hmm. But where's the driver?
I'm going to drive. Please get in.
Oh, very well. It's only business. Are you sure that you can handle those horses, madam?
Of course I can.
Well, I wish you'd tell me the way you're driving, ma'am.
Please don't ask me any more questions, Doctor. You'll find out soon enough.
Thank heavens we've finally reached our destination. Must have driven halfway across London.